I have a question from Marilyn in our live audience, and she wants to know if it's better to let a hoof abscess come out naturally or to try to drain it. Is it best to soak a possible abscess or not?
That's a great question. Sort of within my practice, I typically see the worst of the worst, you know, as far as numbers go. I'd say, you know, 999 out of 1,000 abscesses go without issue. You know, the vast majority of them, you can, you know, let them pop on their own. I typically don't recommend that. I think the faster that you get those treated and open, you know, relieve that pressure, the less chance you have of, you know, overloading the other limb that's having to take the weight of that one for too long, you know, and potentially get laminitis or something like that. So I tend to kind of pursue intervention more quickly. Certainly there are tons of horses out there that, you know, just get over it on their own. It either vents at whatever the, you know, the route of least resistance would be, to the coronary band or at the toe or white line, wherever. But for me, you know, I like to, you know, delicately hoof test that foot and try to pinpoint the source of that pain the best that I can. Try to go in farther out to the edge of the foot as possible. You know, I don't like to dig holes out in the middle of the sole if I don't have to. Sometimes you do, because that's where they are. But I'd say most abscesses tend to try to vent out near the white line. And, you know, so I think getting them open is better. Now, if you dig a huge hole and the corium or that soft tissue within that foot swells and occludes that area, they can be a lot sore from that than they were from the original abscess. So, you know, it needs to be done skillfully, but I would open it up. And as far as soaking goes, absolutely. I think soaking abscesses is, you know, it's a tried and true practice, and I think it's still certainly effective. Using Epsom salt and betadine or one of those chlorine-based soap products, you know, I think all of those certainly have a place. And another thing that I use, kind of an old trick, is an overnight soak bag. So I take, you know, one of our 5-liter IV bags that's used in surgery, and I'll put Epsom salt, DMSO, iodine, and just like your bran that you would have in your barn, and make basically a poultice. And that stays on that foot for 24 hours. And it's a really strong drawing agent, and it's pretty effective at getting some of those deeper abscesses that you can't quite get to.
So if you suspect an abscess, is that a call to your farrier or is that a call to your vet?
I would say most of the time it's a call to your farrier. And I think that's kind of one of those things where veterinary coverage and your sort of personal relationship with your veterinarian or your farrier dictates who gets that first call. Mm-hmm. I think that a lot of farriers are skilled at opening abscesses and things that they do. I think it is one of those things that depends on the jurisdiction, on kind of what could be frowned upon but often isn't, you know, that a farrier goes in to open one up. You know, I think that they have to just make a personal decision on, has this gone to the point where I'm invading live tissue, or am I doing something that I really need veterinary assistance with? I never think it's a bad idea to call your veterinarian. You know, they can sedate the horse. They can shoot radiographs. They can do a lot of things to speed the process of finding that abscess. There's tons of abscesses I find that I need radiography to really pinpoint where that gas pocket or where that fluid pocket is. So I think it's one of those things that they can work together and help the horse faster oftentimes, but it's ultimately up to the owner.